News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, our Monday update on what's happening with the United Way of the Brazos Valley. First of all, President Andy Martin is here. We're in our last full week of the state employee charitable campaign.
Yeah, we're really proud to be here and give you an update on their theme for this year in terms of All Aboard, a tradition for service. This train's about to reach its destination. We're about 64% complete, so we feel really very good about the resources we've been able to mobilize for this community. We want to let people know that the deadline, if you're a state employee, a part of the state employee charitable campaign, is October 31st. So if you're with Texas A&M, please go online and make your pledge that way. If you work with any of our 12 to 13 other state employers, we need to get your pledge forms completed by then. And we believe that we may not be winning all of our SEC games, but we can still win with the SECC. And want to encourage people to make that pledge and to help us reach the same amount of funding level that we reached last year. So anything that we can do to help answer any questions people have, they can, of course, call their HR people with the state, or they can get a hold of us at our offices in terms of Don Dickinson.
And in the meantime, speaking of Don, saw him last week at the Brazos County Commission meeting, and the commissioners are on board to allow some campaign.
We're really proud of the Brazos County commissioners. They gave us a strong endorsement, and looking forward. Our goal is to have 10 new campaigns and companies, and they're one of the five that we've achieved so far. So we're knocking them down one at a time.
Well, if we have an employer or a supervisor who can authorize such things, if they would like to hear a presentation, how do they go about doing that?
Go to our website. You can get all kinds of information about how to contact Don in our offices, or you can just call our phone number ask to talk with Don or myself, and we can get you hooked up.
All right, very good. Again, Andy Martin, the president of the United Way of the Brazos Valley, UWBV.org, online for more information.
You've got it.
And among the agencies who receive United Way assistance is Scotty's House, and Carrie Haynes is here, and appreciate you taking some time this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Let's for those who are not familiar with Scotty's House, let's hear a little bit about what Scotty's House does and how United Way of the Brazos Valley assists.
Yeah, we are the Child Advocacy Center for the Brazos Valley. We serve the seven counties, and we provide services to victims of child abuse and their families. The United Way assists us because without their funding, we couldn't provide counseling to these victims. Counseling is one of the most important steps in healing and processing the abuse they experience, and the United Way funding allows us to continue to provide those services.
Let's hear some numbers, I guess, those who are assisted by Scotty's House.
Yeah, last year we served about 300 kids. Not only do we serve the children, but we also serve their non-offending caregivers. Our numbers totaled over 500 with those parents included. So not only does our counseling services help those children, but abuse affects everyone in the family. So we provide those services to mom, to dad, and to siblings as well, because we want to make sure the family unit as a whole is healed and not just left kind of broken.
And so often, sometimes victims are, unfortunately, in a family pattern, and you want to break that family pattern.
It is. Many times we have children who come in and are explaining their abuse, and it's intergenerational. A lot of times the child experiences abuse by the same perpetrator who abused mom or who abused dad. So we want to come in, educate the family, make sure they get the help they need so that they can break this cycle of abuse.
For more information about Scotty's House, I'm sure there's online and social media.
There is. Our website is scottyshouse.org, or they can always give us a call. Our number is 703-8813.
Very good. Appreciate the visit, and we're going to get you back out here pretty soon, because you guys have some other things that are going on that we'll have more time to talk about them.
Sounds great.
Carrie Haynes with Scotty's House, again, one of the agencies that benefits from your contributions to United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, UWBV.org for more information.